I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. When it comes to sleep, newborn babies seem to follow their own schedule. But over the next couple of months, parents can help set the stage for a more predictable sleep routine. To talk about developing healthy sleep habits in the first year of life is Dr. Rachel Zweigorn. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatrician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Zweigorn, what can a parent expect in the way of a sleep schedule or a sleep routine for their baby in the first couple of weeks and months of life?
Well, initially, Bobby, most people will find that their children's sleep schedules are extremely unpredictable. You cannot expect a newborn baby up until age 8 to 12 weeks to have any sort of routine. The role of the parent in the first 2 to 3 months of life is to respond to their baby's needs when their baby has them.
What can parents do as the months go by to begin to establish a more predictable sleep schedule for their baby?
Most babies between age 4 to 6 months will start to have the beginnings of a predictable sleep schedule. And the most important thing a parent can do is just pay attention to their baby and start to look for those signs of sleepiness. And a lot of times the signs of sleepiness are subtle, and if you miss them, you get to a point where your baby is crying and upset, and it's a lot harder to get them to sleep.
Can you tell us what some of those early signs might be that our baby is sleepy at age 4 or 5 months?
Absolutely. So a lot of babies will start to disengage a little bit. They may not make as much eye contact. They may start to look away from toys or look towards something that's less stimulating. You may see them rubbing their eyes a little bit. Some babies will pull at their ear a little bit.
And if we see some of these signs of sleepiness, what can we do to help our baby get to sleep and create some good sleep routines?
Every time your baby seems to be sleepy, start doing the same routine. Go to a quiet place, rock gently for a few minutes, sing a song, read a book, and then when your baby is drowsy but still awake, gently put your baby in the bed. And that's key. If your baby can learn that those final moments of transitioning from wakefulness to sleeping happen in their bed, then they will learn to sleep in their bed.
And Dr. Zweigorn, when can babies typically sleep through the night?
The age that most people agree that the sleep cycles are starting to kick in and that a baby no longer has a nutritional need to feed overnight is about 6 months. So at 6 months, it's realistic and it's safe to expect that a baby would go to bed and be in their bed quiet for 10 hours. That doesn't necessarily mean that your baby is sleeping completely uninterrupted through the night. That means that your baby has learned that when they rouse, they're in a safe, quiet place. They don't need to eat. They don't need to be held. And they can transition back into the next phase of sleep. Oftentimes, if you just give a baby a minute or two, they'll settle themselves back down. And that's part of learning that skill of, oh, I've roused. I'm a little uncomfortable, but no, I'm okay. I'm safe. And I go back to sleep.
What do we need to know about safe sleep for babies?
You as the parent set the expectation for your baby's sleep. And if you as the parent set the expectation that sleep happens in a safe environment, your baby learns to sleep in that safe environment. And that safe environment is a crib or bassinet by him or herself on his or her back and with no fluffy objects around his head or face.
Dr. Zweigorn, thanks for this information about infant sleep routines.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.